The place was nothing special. Streets with small shops eking a living, larger stores teetering on the verge of closure, coffee shops, charity shops, hairdressers and nail bars. Nothing special. The place was inhabited by ordinary people, wanting this, demanding that, needing the next must-have and demanding the latest in vogue. Life hiccuped slowly as life did, apart from one slight change. A change so slight it was imperceptible at first, but with time it established. And it grew. A subculture unlike the rest, a subculture born of movies, games and make-believe that was no longer so. They walked the thoroughfares with disregard for discretion and inhabited the homes like thieves, stealing people's thoughts, hearts and their very being. Slowly they grew and their confidence reigned on the benches of their offices. Untouchables. Eliminating opposition, they moved from town to town, city to city, taking office, becoming established. They were the new normal. Those without these gifts became the lower class. They were fed upon, and it was accepted. So changed had it all become. Some rebelled, but succumbed to the bite. Some ran, but became sport for their night games. Some stood their ground, but their bullets failed to kill. The new breed, the new elite, ruled. Their magic created illusions on the mind of the non-converted, and they flocked for the latest wannabe, wanna-have, wanna-become. And become they did. The oceans held no barriers to those whose minds laughed at the others' gullibility, lifting not one eyelash in support when the calls came out, only to be extinguished. Time follows time, and slowly the darkness fell, spreading ever further from this place where nothing had been special, where the street had once had small shops, eking a living, larger stores teetering on the edge of closure, coffee shops, charity shops, hairdressers and nail bars. Nothing special, save the seeds of the extraordinary. In growing fear and trepidation as the extraordinary crept ever closer, a small group of students returned to the books, the oldest books, and hunted hard. The extraordinary must have an opposite, and maybe they could find them and ask for help. They began their search, and they found the ultimatum. Do I remain as I am or walk as they are? Do I walk in their wake, chasing the scraps left behind after their plague like appetites? Or do I stand still and allow it to pass by? It won't pass by. It'll consume. The ultimate new ordinary is the answer. Further and dustier back they read, finding storage known only to a few. Paper? Cloth? What are these? But their magic drew them in as they turned the pages. The ultimates began to grow as the students turned the pages and blew away the cobwebs of the knowledge from the richness they explored. Further, further back they dipped, reading languages they barely comprehended, words that sprung together in a musical melody enlivening and delighting. The extraordinary ultimates continued growing, and with it their hidden strengths, their inner weapons against those hordes now coming towards them. Change was once more coming, and the ordinary streets would be brightened by the scales of decay falling away. New paintwork, bright windows, open doors, and then the hordes arrived. Like locusts feeding upon everything in the path, the horde rolled towards the enclave, ready to roll over the top like waves from an angry sea. They came and blanked out the light. In their triumph and repletion, the wave pulled back, and from the underbelly of the streets, the students walked. They climbed the staircases, the fire escapes. They established themselves above the waters, untouched by it. The horde saw them rise, and picking at the bones of their final meal, they gushed forward, fat and content, frothing in their own glory. They sneered. The ultimates showed themselves in their true light. Like grey and pink fairies with soft gossamer wings, they sat on their vantage points, and the horde was afraid. The strength was theirs. The magic flowed from them and through them. The spells could be cast and the horde extinguished. En masse, the ultimate stood, and towering above the once dominant extraordinaries, they began their own mantra, their own chant they had discovered from long ago. As the chant ran out, people woke and the extraordinary withered into once upon a nightmare, and a new normal was born to the one-time streets. Cycles flow and cycles recede. Time flows, but never stops. Change happens when that ultimate is called, and the chant of change rings out over the darkness.